I hate to do it.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke. Good to have you with us this morning as we continue with Fallout, our special coverage of the global financial crisis. U.S. Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson says the idea of government owning a stake in a private company, well, he finds it objectionable. And yet, the alternative is worse.
Without confidence that their most basic financial needs will be met, Americans lose confidence in our economy, and this is unacceptable.
This morning, Paulson outlined the much-anticipated plan to spend $250 billion to take an equity stake in nine of America's financial giants. The preferred stock will pay the government a 5% dividend that goes up to 9% after 5 years. Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke described step two.
The guarantee of senior debt of all FDIC-insured depository institutions and their holding companies will restore the confidence of these institutions' creditors and reinvigorate the crucial interbank lending markets.
Oh, and the Fed will also be the buyer of last resort for commercial paper. So, the U.S. taxpayer is in the banking business. Marketplace's Ashley Milne-Tite is in New York following your investment.
The idea is that the U.S. taxpayer eventually gets their money back. Kevin Logan is senior market economist at Dresdner Kleinwort. He says the Treasury has no desire to be a long-term investor in banks.
And if in a year or two, or perhaps three, if the banks find that they're profitable again, then they could pay back the Treasury by buying back the preferred shares.
Logan says there's always a chance the plan might fail. He says everyone hopes banks will start reaping profits again before long. Still, there's a chance those mortgage-backed securities could produce massive losses. Even so, Logan says the plan is worth implementing in order to stabilize the whole financial system. In New York, I'm Ashley Milne-Tite for Marketplace.
Will this partial nationalization actually get banks lending again? Will the taxpayers' risk pay off? Will any executives actually see a pay cut? Stay tuned to our special coverage of the fallout from this financial mess. It's been a global intervention in the financial system, and it was a global stock rally. Asian and European markets boomed again today. But after yesterday's historic 900-plus point gain in the Dow, Wall Street has turned a little skeptical. The Dow is down about 25, S&P 500 down just 3 points, and the NASDAQ down a big 43 points. Speaking of the NASDAQ, Intel releases third-quarter earnings today and should meet expectations. Still, its outlook is murky, and the stock is down about a dollar this morning. As earnings figures roll in for the tech sector this week, the financial crisis will be felt. Janet Babin reports from the Marketplace Innovations Desk at North Carolina Public Radio.
Intel makes microprocessors, the stuff that's inside your computer. When credit gets tight and profits dry up, so does demand for Intel's chips. Analyst Andy Ng at Morningstar says corporations have already cut IT spending. He says Intel will have to get in line.
You're going to have to pare back expenses and, you know, just try to ride out the storm. You know, Intel has a solid balance sheet.
And with $38 billion in sales last year, its mammoth size will help Intel outcompete challengers like AMD. But keeping customers won't be easy for any tech company. Analyst Carmi Levy says the entire tech sector will have to prove its worthiness.
Technology has to be seen not as a cost, but as a means of innovating, as a means of driving efficiency and cost savings.
There will probably be fewer companies around to hear that marketing pitch and fewer salespeople to make it. Thousands of tech employees have lost their jobs since 2006, and more cuts are expected next year. I'm Janet Babin for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by the Medtronic Foundation, letting listeners know that October is Sudden Cardiac Arrest Awareness Month. More about SCA risks and treatment at hearthelp.com. And by gather.com, where friends keep up with the people, conversations, and moments that matter most. People are talking about business at gather.com. Conversations from the Corner Office, Dialogues with Top CEOs, is supported by the Society for Human Resource Management. Online at shrm.org.
So what's for dinner tonight? It's time for another in our series, Conversations from the Corner Office.
The boss will see you now.
What's that got to do with dinner? Well, everybody copes with financial anxiety differently. For my family, it's meant eating all our meals at home lately. Not great news for Dine Equity, the company that runs the Applebee's and IHOP restaurant chains. Dine Equity CEO Julia Stewart tells Marketplace's Kai Rizdahl that the key to reviving Applebee's is to sell its restaurants to independent franchisees.
What's the market like for an Applebee's restaurant now, as you go out and seek franchisees for these company-owned and operated units?
It's very interesting because Applebee's business model, it's 42 franchisees owning 1,500 Applebee's. So large franchisees who own entire markets.
And are you having any trouble finding those franchisees? I mean,
no, it's not trouble. Certainly in this environment with the credit market being what it is, it makes for a more difficult scenario in trying to find the franchisee. But no, there's a lot of interest.
Why is franchising better than owning and operating your own institutions and being able to maintain control?
We have all these company restaurants. We have lost a tremendous amount of profitability over the last several years. I just think in large measure, those restaurants are probably in better hands by franchisees who are on the ground, who live and work and own them.
Julia Stewart is the CEO of Dine Equity. Thanks a lot for your time.
Thank you.
And you can hear more of Kai's conversation with Julia Stewart at our website, marketplace.org. The Wall Street Journal is reporting Google and Yahoo are in talks with the Justice Department trying to head off an antitrust challenge to their proposed advertising agreement. Some advertisers complain it would limit competition, raise prices, and reduce choices. And Iraq has opened bidding on the first round of contracts to develop its oil fields since the fall of Saddam Hussein. Oil analysts say the contracts should lead to production increases by 2011 or 12. In Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke. Thank you for tuning in and enjoy the day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.